And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and a beautiful morning it is here in San Diego. Boy, we have a great show for you today. A tribute to our great friend Jack Nielsen with his sons, the twins, Doug and David are here, and we're going to be having a lot of great people calling in and talking about this fantastic man. You stay tuned. This is a very special show on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup there. And, man, like you say, what better way to say it that this is going to be a really special show talking about one of, without question, the most fun, great people that has ever graced our fishing world. Sure. And this is going to be a really fun one today.
I used to call him the ultimate ombudsman.
Yeah.
For sure, because he was like the guy that everybody loved, our friend Jack Nielsen. We have his twin sons, David and Doug. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great
good morning.
To have you. Your dad was such a wonderful guy and so loved. Loved and cherished in this fishing industry, and you had a great memorial service for him last Thursday, and you know, cigar tent in hand.
So you know
what blew me away, David, is that you walked in here and told me you were 51 years old. Like, wait a minute here, I remember you guys. Well, I remember Ricky when he was 14, but I remember you guys when you came in with these gaffes and talking with your dad, and that was how many years ago that you started.
So, when Bart and Jenny and the Halls were at the services this week, we got to talk with Bart about that and cried a little bit together about it. That was 1990. When we called Lois Hall and she allowed us to go in, well, she said, come to the show.
And, yeah. And that was gaffes, right?
That was gaffes. So my dad, Doug, and I showed up.
Accugaffes.
Yep. Yeah. Showed up, and that was the start of our business, and we were 20 years old when that was. So it's 31 years ago that happened.
Holy mackerel. Wow.
That shows you how old we are. We were all young ones.
Yeah, I know.
Now we're old guys.
You know, and the timing's about the same. I was trying to think. It was about the same time when we started Let's Talk Hookup, which was 30 years ago. So, yeah. And so then what happened with Accurate? Your dad was in the aerospace business, right? The Accurate grinding was the main thing, right?
Yeah, that was actually started by our grandfather.
Your grandfather?
My dad's father-in-law, actually, my mom's side of the family.
Oh, no
wow.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, and my dad kind of always had this thing that he wanted to have his own business that was his own product line, but never had the opportunity to do it because he was always making a living and paying the bills and running the aerospace company.
Not broke, don't fix it. You can keep rolling.
So then he saw us come along, and we were inventive and creating things and messing things up all the time and breaking it.
Yeah.
And then I think he saw an opportunity and said, hey, I'm going to let these kids roll. And he just let us go in the shop. And we went nuts.
He had this. And that probably was the way he was when he was young with his father, right? Is like you be creative, and he inspired you guys to be the same way, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably one of the greatest gifts he gave us was just freedom. Yeah. And he really was so patient with us. And I don't ever think about the last week, whether he ever yelled at us about doing something wrong, which we did all the time. We made mistakes over and over again.
Sure.
He never, do you ever remember?
No, I think even for our own kids, like raising our next generation is how to pass on the legacy of how to let people do what they need to do, like younger people, and make the mistakes, because mistakes are really where you learn the most.
Sure.
Right? And we made a lot of them, and we got stronger from it. And he allowed us to do that, and it didn't bother him. He didn't, you know, get all upset about it. He was just like, hey, let's figure it out. Keep going. Don't stop. And
that's
we kept
cool.
going. We just kept going.
And there was a big risk. There was a big risk there. I mean, he was running a company, a small company of aerospace, maybe 15 people. And it could have faltered. I mean, it could have been a point where, you know, you're pouring enough money into something else that's not paying the bills and you're going down. Somehow my dad navigated us through that whole thing in the beginning there and let us go. And we just kept working at it and figured it out with his support and help.
That's
and love.
So cool. Yeah.
Really.
Oh, yeah. No, and your mom, too. Don't forget Linda, right?
Yeah,
she was right behind you guys all the way, for sure.
We talked about Linda this week where, you know, my mom, during the early days in the 60s and 70s, she was the accounting person for Accurate.
Wow.
And she did everything, the old ledger books.
Uh-huh.
And
okay. She
would do that at home, and she did all the payroll and was really involved in the early days with my dad and my grandpa in the business. So she's had her place, too.
Yeah. So gaps first, and then what happened?
Then we were going to the Federal Fishing Show and saw that we were doing pretty well with the gaffs, although that was a pretty tough business to run.
Yeah.
That wasn't in our product line. We're a shaft turning, you know, things that rotate type of business. That's what we specialize in for aerospace. So gaffs are different, right? They're handles, they're bent hooks. We weren't really built for that, but we made it work. And then we met Alan Minimade, which I'm sure some of the old-timers remember who he was, a good sales guy. He walked into our shop one time in East LA and said, you guys got to make these side plates for these reels. And Dave and I kind of blew him off for a little bit because we were so busy doing other stuff. And then one day, I don't know, Dave and I said, yeah, let's try it.
We can do that.
Let's do it. We can do it. So we bought our first CNC mill machine and we created those side plates. And it just took off from there. You guys remember that? It was just insane.
Oh, yeah.
Accurate
side plates and the colors. Yeah. And it basically, it took a old Penn 500 and made it a superpower, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, and we were at the Brett Hall
show. We all had them, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was telling Pete that was one of my earliest memories, like well before being a part of Let's Talk Hookup. I remember listening to the radio show with Dad on the weekends, and we would get up and listen to the show, and every time, you know, I remember they used to do Accurate Side Plate and Frame Day, and that was like a prize that was given away once a month, and oh, my God, can you imagine? I'm going to call the show and ask a question of whoever and hope to win that, you know. I was probably 10 or 12 years old, like listening to the show every weekend. Like it was like the biggest, you know, pinnacle, cool. It was the coolest piece of fishing tackle of the time. It was an accurate side plate and frame. Like that was it. That was the coolest thing around.
Yep. Everybody could mix and match all the colors you wanted. We did all the ice blues and the purples and crazy colors.
Yeah, we were working 24/7 on that stuff.
I'll bet. And then what happened? What was the next generation of Accurate?
So we were, Dave and I were doing that, and, you know, there were ups and downs with the side plates and frames. Sometimes pen parts wouldn't match ours. Maybe there's a different tolerance going on. So we were getting a little frustrated with that. And then one day we just said, you know what? We're just going to make the whole reel. We didn't even tell my dad. We just kind of said, we're going to make the whole reel. Let's just do it. And then we just kind of went back and forth.
And how old were you guys then?
I was probably 22, 23 maybe, 24. Because that was 19... Right?
94, 95. Yeah, in that year. Yeah.
Then when you started making your own reels.
Well, we started making the parts. So we had to draw this thing on 2D, like on paper, flat, and then make part by part by part, which was 180 parts, and it took us, you know, months and months and months to start making all the parts and figuring out how things interacted together, and then come up with a twin drag idea and stuff. So that took a year or so, a couple of years.
You remember, this point, my dad was, like we were saying, running the business, which was, I mean, it was grueling.
Aerospace was big time.
Oh, it was, my dad was, I mean, my dad went through hell, and he had the ups and downs of that business was just gnarly. So I remember he was so focused on making a living and keeping that thing going, he didn't really know what we were doing. He knew we were doing something.
I
love this.
Right? In the same building.
Oh, yeah, the same building.
Yeah, but he's head down, he's hustling.
Oh, yeah, he's working, yeah.
He's getting hammered. I mean, he had to go down to Honeywell and these companies and just... We got problems and issues constantly.
Into his fishing trips.
So back then, my dad didn't get to fish as much. Definitely, you know, his early working life was, you know, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday was his main working schedule, his whole working life, until he probably got into, like, maybe what, 99, 2000 is when we had already really taken over and he can start freeing up his life. And then he became... You know, the guy that you guys all know, which is having to enjoy the things of fishing and getting out of the water and using our products and meeting great people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was
love and life, as he used to say.
Love and life. The love and life really started at that point.
He was always you talk to people, and I know you did a lot here this past week about people's like, oh, yeah, I remember this trip I went on with Jack. We're going to get a lot of that today, I think. and you know, I have a guy that wants to start it out here, Jack Webster. Jack Webster is on the line, the legendary guy. Good morning, Jack. We have
Good
Jack.
Morning,
there he is.
I had to get my phone off of mute. How you guys doing?
Good morning, Jack.
Great. We talked about Jack Nielsen and just our fondness of this amazing guy, and you had some good stories to share with us about Jack, right?
Well, I guess my biggest overview about Jack, first of all, good morning, Doug and Dave, and your dad always used to talk about you. I mean, way back from, I was listening to the inception of what you guys did there, and creating a two-speed reel and doing what you're doing. It's real. I didn't know you were going to be on the show, so I was just actually sitting there listening to you. So good morning, you guys. I'm really sorry about your pop, but your pop brought a ton of like smiles to a lot of people, and just the way he interacted with people just brought joy in the whole industry. And that's one of the things that I can say to you guys is it spent a lot of time with your dad. A lot of years and went over a lot of water with him, and he brought a lot of joy to all our passengers as well as me every time I saw your dad.
And where did you fish with him mostly, on various boats or one particular boat?
A lot of it was on, you know, when we first started running trips out of La Paz on the qualifier.
Mm-hmm. On the 105,
Way back in the day, you know, your dad would come down there and be on the boat, but any boat that, you know, that I was running where I saw your dad show up. And at that point in time, I remember sitting with your dad many a times over there at the Northeast End of Clarion, and, you know, there's big schools of fish running around, things like that. And he was telling me the story, and tell me if this is true or not, Doug and Dave, is that the first two-speed reel was kind of like a birthday present for him. I think I remember him telling me that. When you guys were going through making all your stuff and the parts, your add-on parts didn't match with the pen parts, and out of the hell with that, we're going to make our whole reel. And, I mean, that was a big start of a, you know, big change in industry for the ability to catch a big fish. Is that the way it went down?
His birthday is in February 21st, and I think he was on the Royal Puerto, one of those February trips that went out, and we had given him, it was an ATD 50 wide.
Yep.
It was 50.
Was it
right?
30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30,
30.
First came out with it?
30. Okay. Yep.
And we really, the reel really wasn't ready to go. And then I remember
a great reel. Wow.
Yeah. And Dave and I just bust a tail on that thing for like 2 months, say, Dad's going. Let's just give him this thing and let him try it. And he was like, I think that was probably the happiest moment in his life.
Oh, that's so rad.
And we gave him that reel. Gives me goosebumps. But he took off on that trip. And was like, I got my own reel. I got the reel that we built.
Yeah.
Right?
That's so cool.
So proud of
my boys made this.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And we were proud too.
Oh, no. He was always talking about you guys. So whether it was that reel or not, but I mean, man, if you look at the whole industry, you know, I look back from, you know, we first went down there to catch big fish, you know, we're using monofilament. and we are using old Penn Senator 6-0s and 9-0s where they'd be smoking and you'd put the deck hose on them and they'd blow up and things of that sort. So there were some, there's a few things that are just revolutionary and the ability to at least have a chance at catching that big fish. And one of the biggest things is those two-speed reels that you guys came up with, and that's one of the key components. And, you know, and I used to love to sit there. You know, I'd be on those trips, and if I had a couple minutes, I'd be back there with your dad to be able to talk, you know, listen to where he'd been or where he was going or something like that. So I lived vicariously through him for some of his fishing trips and things like that, and then always talking about you guys.
Yeah,
always
very proud of his sons, wasn't he? He was very proud of the boy,
good teamwork.
The twins, as he used to call them, right?
Nobody can tell us apart. You just might as well call them twins.
Yeah.
Same with pops.
I think I can finally tell you apart. You know, it's been a few years.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome. Who am I talking to?
Yeah. I, Doug, David. You know, you just go, hey, Doug. Yeah. Let me see who answers, right?
Then you go. You go. Did you over there? Twin, get over here.
Yeah.
Easy right now. I don't know who you are.
Well, hey, Jack, some great stuff. And Jack Nielsen will never be forgotten, certainly, in the fishing industry and in a lot of places, for sure.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to call in, especially it was a huge bonus for me to hear Doug and Dave. And you guys, if I'm up that way, up the freeway, then at some point in time, I'll call you and come in and see you. I couldn't come on Wednesday. And like Pete says, I mean, he'll never be forgotten. But he's going to be sorely missed,
and
that's one of the biggest things. And what that was by his management ability with his own sons to let you, I was here listening to you guys talk about, hey, we'll just go back there and screw up. Look what you came up with. So revolutionary in the whole fishing, whether it's the East Coast, West Coast, around the world with the two-speed, to have the chance to be able to catch something big. So you guys hang tough, and I never met your mom, but you make sure and tell her I said hi, and I miss you guys, and I'm going to miss Jack. And I got to talk to him. I called him every once in a while, every month or two. I'd always talk to him, find out what he'd been doing. So when I heard your dad pass, I was really upset, but I know your dad brought a lot of joy and a lot of good things to the industry.
Thanks, Jack.
Come and see us when you get a sack.
For sure.
Come visit your
10-pound
tuna on the wall. It's waiting for you.
Oh, that's cool.
That's right.
Always great to hear from you, Jack. Thank you very much. Jack Webster.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Right on. All right.
You buddy.
All right. So that the reel that Jack was talking about, that 50 ATD.
It was a 30.
Excuse me.
First one, yeah.
What year was that?
I think it was like 97 maybe, 98,
wow.
Right in there.
And when that thing came out, it was all of a sudden you went, man, we got something here, huh?
Well, Dave and I didn't know, I mean, because we gave it to him, and we didn't know what he was going to say when he got back. He might came back and said, it's a piece of junk.
Because remember, all the testing we did was pretty much in the parking lot. Doug had a Jeep Cherokee that had a V8 and was pretty fast, and we'd hook the line up to it and a rod and reel, and he'd freaking fly down East LA, down the streets, and we would run it back and forth, and did it over and over, and it looked like it was...
What, fight in the car?
Yeah. Yes. And we did that, and we did a bucket. We used to do a 5-gallon bucket on the back of the boat, but that we could only get on the boat every now and then, once a week, but we would test it over and over again in East LA.
And that's the very first original drag on each side of the spool application reel. Never been done. Fishing reels from the first time ever have always had a drag mechanism on one side of the spool, on the gear, on the side plate, and you guys figured out how to apply it to each, which it's one of those things you're like, well, why wouldn't it be made that way?
When we had the question of why it wasn't done in the beginning, and then we got backed in the corner very quickly on why it was never done before, is because the spool and the spool shaft need to both rotate and independently of each other.
It's very difficult.
Which made it very difficult to figure that out. And we had some setbacks, but we finally got the aha moment. Doug and I one night really late, and we
so
figured
cool.
it out. Yeah.
How did you guys learn this craft? Was it in the shop?
For real, yeah.
Or did you go to school for it?
We're business guys. We're business degree.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been going, and we've been in the shop since we were little, like 4 or 5 years old. We still have guys actually working for us that were there when we were like 4 and 5.
Wow.
We were reminiscing this last week with those guys. But we've been in the shop our whole life. So the mechanical part of it we kind of had. and then just talking with our dad over. I mean, when we get together on Christmases and Thanksgiving, we don't talk about anything except for making things.
Yeah. We don't talk football. We don't talk baseball. We talk fishing reels.
Fishing reels.
And making stuff.
Yeah. It's fun for us that that's our language that we speak. Dad, what do you think about making this out of 17-4? What about 440 stainless? How hard should we make it? What if we made it a little softer? What if we should plate it? I mean, these are the things because we're just always.
And your dad was the guy that had the answers.
He knew. Yes.
So
he,
yeah.
His experience on the aerospace side.
Yeah. Just your guidance. All those years of making parts for airplanes.
And yep, and he learned it from Grandpa. Grandpa did it at the beginning, right?
Wow.
So it kind of got passed down from one generation to the next.
But you guys knew the questions to ask, and he was probably pretty proud of that.
Well, yeah, and this is a conversation that just kept going on and on and on for whatever you want to call it, 40, 50 years, because that's how we communicate with our dad.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
we
cool.
ask him questions, and then he gives us information, and we're thirsty for it.
Yeah.
And we love hearing it. And we just keeps going back and forth.
Jack was always so helpful to me. One of our biggest fans, by the way. He never missed a Let's Talk Hookup, unless he was on a boat. And then he'd listen to archives or something. But he'd call me after the show or Monday or Tuesday, and he'd go, Pete, Jack, on Sunday's show, and he'd have a comment about that, and I go, this happened and that happened. And I was like, I really appreciated the feedback from him because it was always so constructive and so good because he knew the fishing industry so well, and he knew how to guide people into doing things. So I credit him a lot with helping us develop Let's Talk Hookup because that happened starting in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really, he was instrumental in that and all that stuff.
And he had a good way of delivering that message, don't you think?
Oh,
right. Like it wasn't
fast.
Mean and it wasn't harsh.
No. I mean, we all wish we could be like that, right?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, my gosh, I never heard him. Somebody said this to me, and I hope I'm not stealing thunder, but I never heard him say a bad thing about anybody. He just got along with everybody.
Yes.
And that was such an art that he had.
Totally.
Now, me, I get along with them. I don't get along with a lot of people, But, and same vice versa, I'm sure. But I don't know anybody that Jack didn't get along with, and I don't know anybody that didn't get along with Jack.
So
it just shows you when you look at that, it goes both ways, right?
You're
right. There's an art form at delivering constructive criticism to somebody, because when it's somebody's whatever it is, whether it's their craft or something they build, if you have something good to offer, it's easy for people to take offense when you're telling them that something could be done better. And he was, you're right. He's a master at that.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, no question. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Phones are packing up. People want to talk about
it. No doubt, man. It's going to be a really special one, and we're really looking forward to hearing from you today. If you want to join us, if you want to be a part of today's show, if you've got a fun message, a fun memory, whatever it may be, we would love to hear from you today. It's going to be a really fun one. Give us a call this morning, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Today's show is going to be full of just great stories, great memories and great fishing anecdotes with one of our favorite people, and it's going to be a really, really fun one, and we're really looking forward to it. In addition to those phone calls, our text line is absolutely still open. It's been a fun addition to Let's Talk Hookup. Download the Let's Talk Hookup app right to your phone. It's available in the Google Play Store if you're an Android guy. It's available in the App Store if you're an iPhone guy. Download that app, and right on the Let's Talk Hookup app, one of the main features, you'll see a button that says text to the show. You can shoot us your text message if you got a fun story you want to relay that. That way, it's just going to be an awesome time celebrating one of our favorite people. And we're going to do a whole lot more of that when we return. We got a whole lot more of your phone calls, great stories, and great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a great new offshore fishing boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Check out their lineup of Defiance boats, perfect for the SoCal angler. When your outboard is ready for service, Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnet Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. H&H Marine has blue water bait tank, both sales and expert installation. Come check out the ultimate sports fishing machine, Defiance, including the popular Admiral 220. For outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, Defiance fishing boats, and bait tank systems. Check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnet Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hnhmarineservice.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to join us on the phones, which are already packed solid, but we've got 2 hours full of celebrating and talking some great story, 213-432-1090. That's how you join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Talking good story with Doug and David Nielsen, sons of the twins, as Jay had, the twins, as Jack used to call them, and having a great time talking about this wonderful guy, Captain Frank Lopresti is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning, David, Doug.
Good morning, Frank.
You know, you guys, at the funeral, Jack's daughter, Deborah, did just such a tremendous job with the eulogy. And one of the things that I found out is that Jack had a temper. I didn't know
that. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that either.
Really?
Most people didn't know that he came over from Norway when he was 7 and couldn't speak English. And he wore kind of funny clothes, being from Norway. And the kids at school would really give him a hard time, tease him and ridicule him because his name was Hans, not Jack. They all knew him as Hans. And he got beat up a little bit, physically beat up. And then one day he had enough, and he kicked the living crap out of some guy, and that was the end of it.
I love that.
So yeah. I thought, you know, that was such a good story that both Deborah delivered and Jack's brother. Anyhow, yes. You know, the one thing about Jack, whenever you saw him, how are you doing, Jack? big smile on his face, and he'd say, "Living the dream, loving life."
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, on our trip, you know, he fished the Royal Polaris for many, many, many years, always the 18-day trip and sometimes a 7-day trip, too. But he was without a doubt the most kickback person on the boat. He had his favorite chair, his recorded music that he loved to play. And it was always kind of funny because if I was in the bridge and stressing about catching fish, he would play a couple of my daughter's recorded songs just to try and calm me down. And then I'd look back, and he'd be smiling at me.
That's awesome.
You know, Frank, he used to tell me, he's like, I go, "Well, what does Frank think about you blasting your music on the boat?" And he goes, "Well, sometimes, yeah, and sometimes, no." You know? Like, sometimes he goes, "You know, blap, 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 music off." He used to tell me stories about that.
Yeah. His favorite thing to do on the boat, however, was taking photos. You know, he would take action photos. He would put a camera on a gaff to get shots of fish coming up to color, and always photos of an angler in his personal best, and he would always make sure they got copies of their photos after the trip. But he always said, "You know," I said, "Jack, you really like taking the photos, don't you?" He said, "Well, shoot," he says, "man, I got to prove to my sons I'm working."
That's right. Get to work, man. Show us those reels, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, he was always really good at showcasing the product, too.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, yeah.
How many of your gaffs still say accurate on it?
I know, with Frank.
All of them.
For a long time.
Yeah, because he wanted that shot, right? When the fish comes over the rail and it's got the accurate sticker on the gaff.
Yeah.
He always wanted that.
And you got to hold the reel just right. You know, they turn that reel just a little bit. But, you know, in the late afternoon, he'd love to sit on the upper deck. He'd light up a cigar, pour a little Crown Royal in his glass, and just want to shoot the breeze with passengers. And he was always smiling, you know. I would sometimes tease him, and I'd say something like, "How many gallons or cases of that Crown Royal did you drink?" "Don't tell Linda, my Italian wife. You know how she is. She'll get mad."
He used to tell you that. He used to tell me, "Don't tell Linda," all the time. But Linda's such a saint, though. She's such a wonderful lady. I remember when I was over fishing a couple of years ago for the Maui Jim tournament in Kona, and when we caught the tuna that won, Linda was right there at the weigh-in. I was like, "Hey, Linda!"
She showed up at
the weigh-in, but she was always participating, as I'm sure you guys know. She always participating in whatever was going on in the fishing world, right?
Definitely. She was really nice like that. Let my dad travel and do all that stuff.
Oh, you know, yeah. Yeah, she probably liked getting rid of him once in a while.
Exactly. She said that all the time.
Yeah.
Get him out of the house.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, on the boat, if somebody had a problem with the reel, and it didn't matter if it was inaccurate or whatever, all you had to do is tell Jack. He'd pull out his toolkit filled with parts, and I guarantee you, he would fix it. Always was that. And then when it came to fishing, you know, I would try to insult him about, "God, are you ever going to put a line in the water?"
He used to do it on the show all the time.
And, you know, he was without a doubt the luckiest guy in the world. I don't care. If he went down and put a sardine in the water, it didn't take long. And it wasn't just a fish. It was probably one of the biggest fish. And when it came to the kite turn, the guy before him or the two guys before him, an 80-pounder, a 100-pounder, the guys after him, a 70-pounder, or sit there for half an hour. Jack came down within 3 or 4 minutes, 250, 270, 230. It just never quit. And when you'd say something to him, and I'd try to insult him about saying, "You know, you can't fish, you're just unconscious and lucky," he'd just look at me and smile. He didn't know when to do it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's great.
And, you know, not only did he love to talk about his sons, he loved to talk about his whole family, and especially the grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
Fishing in that boat, in basically the backyard in that little lake, he would talk about how much fun it was to catch little bass and bluegill with the grandkids.
Yeah.
He loved that.
Yeah, simple things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No question.
It just never stopped with Jack. He just, God, what a fun, loving guy. Always this beautiful smile on his face. So I'm going to pass this over to my wife, who's got some beautiful memories of Jack, too.
Okay. Oh, great.
Okay, Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy.
Good morning, Kathy.
Spent a lot of time fishing with Jack.
Yeah.
Good morning. You know, we could talk all week about Jack. We have so many stories. But when I started fishing long range about 25 years ago, Jack was one of the few people in the industry that stood behind women in this industry, and I'll never forget him for that. It didn't matter, you know, what I needed. If I needed something to go chase halibut in Alaska or whatever, he goes, whatever you need, I'll get it to you. I remember my second or third long range trip was an 18 day trip. It was the Accurate trip in February on the Royal Polaris. And it was the first full day out, and I was upstairs putting together my gear, just the only woman on the boat, trying to keep my head down and just, you know, I was just there to fish. And this man came up to me and said, you don't belong on this boat. And I didn't know what to do because I had 17 more days to spend on that boat with somebody who didn't want me there. And Jack stood up. He was up top putting his gear together, too, and he stood up and came over to the man, and man took it very well because Jack put it very, very well, but he made it very, very clear that he was out of line and that I belonged there, and I'll always remember that. He
awesome.
Always had
That's
my back.
Cool.
Yeah, and the guy didn't go away mad. Jack always had a great way of putting, yeah. you know, a tough subject to somebody and letting them know they, you know, might not be in line, and he never had a problem with the guy the rest of the trip. It was really cool, and I always remember Jack. He always made everything fun, even making bait. He could make it fun. He'd be playing music, or he'd give out prizes. He kept you laughing. It was really great. And the other thing, which Frank just spoke about, was pictures. Jack came to our wedding down at Rancho Leonero, and I didn't even notice him taking pictures because it was so natural to see him with a camera in his hand. And about a week later, he dropped off a CD in the RP office for us. And he had put together an hour-long collage of pictures to music from our wedding day. And it was the best gift we ever got. He really got to part of the CD, which just tore me apart and made me cry. Because my mom, he knew how much I missed having my mom. She had just passed 3.5 months before our wedding. And we'd put a rose on a chair in the front row for her. And he took a picture of that. I didn't think anybody noticed it. I knew it was there. He took a picture of that, and then he put up a picture of my mom that he had taken years ago into the CD and included her. And that just, I mean, that just tore me apart and
wow.
made me realize how much the guy really, Jack just paid attention, really
yeah.
paid attention.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
that's cool.
Attention to detail.
It's not
right?
money or anything like that. It was just like he took his time and gave you a piece of what he saw
yeah.
in pictures and put it all together. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. He was really amazing. And then when he and Jack and Linda came up to our ranch, it was really cool to see the two of them relax and have fun and really enjoy themselves, you know, out of the fishing industry, you know, area, and just enjoying each other and how much they loved each other and just truly were a pair
yeah.
that, you know, you knew nothing was going to break apart. He was such a family man.
Yeah.
And I have a funny story, and most people know Jack didn't like his food to touch on his plate.
It's a Norwegian side.
Oh.
Skip a meal if he thought his food was going to mash together, somehow touch something that they couldn't possibly keep apart. And his favorite thing to cook was pork chops. You could feed him a pork chop every night. He'd have the biggest smile on his face every night.
He was very picky about his food.
Yeah.
Very simple. Couldn't serve anything that might run on the plate over to that, like a vegetable or a sauce or something, because then he just couldn't even look at the food.
God forbid an egg that would go over in the morning, right?
Oh, no way.
No way.
No way. There's no way. That's a Norwegian side. Yeah, everything had to be in its spot. Like the peas couldn't go in the mashed potatoes, the gravy, everything had to stay in its separate place.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but we have the same problem.
Oh, do you? You guys the same way?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Kathy, thanks for sharing the memories. Really appreciate that. And we're gonna miss that wonderful memory.
Really love this one and gonna miss them terribly.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks,
Frank.
Kathy.
That was very
nice.
Appreciate it, Kathy and Frank. Good job. John Ireland, you're up. John, good morning.
Buenos dias, Pete, Rick. Hello, Doug.
Buenos dias, John.
Morning,
hey,
buddy.
First of all, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you, another year.
Yeah, man. I remember being down at the ranch on your, what was that, your 60th birthday with Jack? He took a lot of pictures at that one, too.
my 60th. 13 years ago, guys.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, sure does. Jack's been a big supporter and a good friend over the years. You know, he spent a lot of time at the ranch, and I had the privilege of spending a lot of time with Jack, and a real, real good friend. What a positive guy, you know what I mean? Everything was upbeat. Like I say, smart man, a real gentleman in all ways, and always had time for everybody, you know? I never saw him diss anybody or ignore anyone. If anybody, a stranger, came up and talked to Jack, he had time for him and spent time with him. Just a really, really good man. And, you know, Doug and Dave don't realize, I'm sure they do, but how proud Jack was of the guys. And really, you know, the last 20 years of his life, how easy you made it for him. What a great life he had, you know. He traveled and he fished and he did a lot of great stuff because he could depend on you guys taking care of the business. Boy, he loved you a bunch, and boy, was he proud of you guys. I mean,
and he loved the ranch, too.
Yeah, that was his spot.
Yeah. Favorite place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful spot.
Like I say, we set up on the patio in front of room 32 there, and had a few beers, and Jack had his Crown Royal and a lot of good conversations. And you know, I leaned on him. I valued his advice and he had plenty of it, and we had some great conversations. I'm going to really, really miss him. I'm going to miss him a lot.
Room 32, I mean, yeah. I remember I'm sitting with him in front of room 32 there. Cooler, chairs, and just sitting on the porch, taking in life and just discussing all the things.
He loves that one room. Yeah. He's in the breeze. He goes, don't tell anybody. That's the best room here.
Yeah. 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 So I think there's going to be, got to be something put up on that room in honor of Jack. Oh, yeah. That's for sure, huh?
Yeah, we're making up a plaque as we speak. And it's interesting. He never wanted me to mention the number of the room.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh,
I was surprised when you said it. It felt weird.
Oh, you didn't want anyone to know.
No, right? No, it was...
Yeah,
he didn't want his room taken.
No.
Yeah.
I would go down and he'd go, Dad, I'm going down. He goes, okay, I'll tell John, you need 32. 32. He goes, now, when I get there, though, you got to move over to the next room. I'll be
had to have his room. Well, because that was his station, man. He spent hour after hour up there holding court.
Yeah. How many times a year do you think you went down there?
He was at least three times a year, normally four times a year, and always at least for a week, you know. And I really look forward to his visits, you know. It was special for me and really something to look forward to, too. So that's something that I really miss. Never going to be.
And he supported you guys with all the accurate tackle and getting all the tackle down there and outfitting you with all that. And that was one thing about Jack is he was so supportive of the East Cape, so many different people. I know Mark Rayer, Jen Ren, he was hugely supportive of Mark Rayer, and he was instrumental in getting Mark involved with Let's Talk Hookup, and you know, because he saw, you know, we need to do some good for that, and you know, and always promoting the ranch or Palmas de Corderas or that whole East Cape area. He was really instrumental in bringing a lot of people down and turning them on to that wonderful place, right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that whole upstairs of that line of rooms there, he always had friends. When he was there, normally all those rooms were full of Jack's friends. He brought them with him. You know, I have to say, in our industry, he was by far the most popular guy. I mean, everybody wanted to see Jack. Everybody wanted to spend time with Jack. He was the guy that you wanted to hang with. He really was. I mean, everybody. And he was a guy you liked to invite to dinner and introduce to your mom. He's just a special, special man. I'm going to miss him a bunch. And like I say, he was, you know, and you guys and Dave and Doug and your dad are very, very successful. You know, you've done really, really well. And Jack was salt of the earth. You know, he was just meat and potatoes, everything. He was just a normal, down-to-earth guy.
Literally meat and potatoes.
Really, yeah.
Hey, John, thank you for your time, and thank you for all the great memories of Jack Nielsen. We sure appreciate it. And looking forward to going down and celebrating Jack at Rancho Leonero real soon.
Right. He's up there with Dell right now.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yep. No question.
Thanks, John.
Hey, when we come back, we got a whole lot more great Let's Talk Hookup, more great stories, and more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
It's Yamaha's The Power of Reliability sales event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Operate March 2nd, 2021. Subject change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing.
Such a fun show. We have a whole lineup of great people standing by to talk to the boys and tell Jack stories. So please be patient. We're going to get to you as soon as we can because we have a lot of great memories to share about Jack Nielsen today for sure. And thanks to Doug and David for coming in and,
awesome,
and doing this and honoring our friend and your dad and one of the great guys of the fishing industry for sure. So. But let's take a break and find out what's biting out
there. Yeah, right, man. Yeah, you got it. It's time for the catch report today. We're going to find out what's biting out there. And today, the catch report is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offer knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing. We're going to start it off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing there this morning?
Hey, doing great. Good morning.
Good, man. Some neat stories for sure. Enjoying hearing these things this morning. Yeah, some good stuff. So, for us up here this week, you know, it was a low-key week, I think would be a fair way to put it. You know, we got boats out every day, but A little bit quieter, for sure, on the passenger loads, but deep water structure has been the focus for us on our half-day trips. We're seeing some sand bass, calico bass, and some sculpin in the mix there. Also seeing some guys, slow rolling the rubber lure across the bottom, catching some nice sand bass. But typical winter tactics, lead head with the whole squid, just that whole winter approach seems to be paying off and catching the fish on those half-day trips. You know, the water temps kind of balmy, 58 degrees, so just kind of standard winter fare on that deal. Three-quarter day trips right now. Again, these ladder loads, but we're still getting the boat out. It's been a very good sculpin fishing in a few different areas down there off of San Onofre. The dropper loop swim bait continues to be catching plenty of fish for our guys. Kind of five fish limit has pretty much been the norm on those sculpin. They're varied in size, some smaller ones, some real nice ones. Just been a good mix of those in there. Some sand dabs and some other stuff kind of also finding their way into the bags out there. So we're also seeing some red crab kind of moving down in that deeper water too, which has kind of slowed things up a little bit. But some of that stuff fishing there, at least we have been the last few years. So that's kind of it for us. You know, trips on the books. We got trips in the books all week. We're planning on getting out there. So, I will tell you, we're finally in a position here at Dana Wharf. We're going to get back to our 2-for-1 Tuesday deal, that half price Tuesday deal. So we're kind of stoked to see that back in action too. So that's a half price on a three-quarter day or half-day trip on Tuesdays. So looking forward to seeing some more bodies on the boat on Tuesdays. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give our landing a call. Number here, 949-496-5794. As always, you can link us there on the banner ad on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage, or you can check us out at DanaWharf.com.
Awesome, Willie. Great job. Great report. Glad to hear it. Hopefully there's some big halibuts coming up this week and some great fishing to go along
beautiful
with it.
Beautiful weather this
week.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Looking forward to it. So thanks. I can't wait to hang up here and listen to the rest of these great stories. So,
all right.
Good call, Willie. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate that. Captain Art Taylor. Good morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, David, Doug. So sorry for your loss.
Thanks, Art. Man, he loved being on your boat.
Yes, he did. Your dad would, he'd hold court on the upper deck. He called that the Accurate Lounge.
That's great. That's cool.
Yeah, he would set up shop there with his favorite chair and his music, and that was, if you wanted to take a break from fishing and just go up and shoot the breeze and tell fish stories, or if you wanted to talk about life in general, then Jack was there and with open arms and a great big smile, and he was just a great person to have on board. And he, you know, he supported Team Searcher with his hook and hand program, where he provided us with rods and reels so that we could hook fish and hand them off to customers that didn't have one for the day yet. And then we get a great picture and put it on social media. It was a great program, and we're going to continue that in his honor. It was just great to have Jack on board, and he was a great friend.
Yeah, you love bringing all the – my mom would – we were talking about it this week, all the stuff you would pack up and bring for these trips.
Carts full.
Oh, my God, carts. Like all the radios and chairs and, of course, all the reels and the rods. Because they always
cigars.
Want everybody – any yeah, cigars.
Crown
tons
Royal.
Of cigars. Oh, yeah.
We used to tell people that all the time when they were in the tackle store, when they were trying to go on a long-range trip and buy gear and were worried about the cost. And that was always – go on an accurate trip on the Searcher. Go on an accurate trip on the Royal Polaris, whatever it was. Like, that's how you go to get started, because there's going to be enough gear that you don't need to let, buying a couple $1,000 worth of tackle stop you from going. Go on one of Jack's trips, and there'll be all the stuff you need.
Yep. And he loved doing that. I think that's really like the heart of the fun for him, is bringing tackle for the guy that maybe didn't have the right stuff, but all of a sudden Jack had the one that he needed, and he ends up catching the fish of a lifetime. And that, I think, where a lot of people have bonds with my dad is from that type of stuff. Yeah. They were,
absolutely.
Together, and it happened,
absolutely.
And they caught a fish on the reel that Jack lent them.
Oh, yeah.
And
they never forget it.
Never forget it, and they just love that bond.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Art Taylor, Captain Art Taylor, the Searcher. We sure appreciate you sharing memories. I know Jack loved being on the Searcher and loved hanging out
with Art. Absolutely, yeah. And, one thing about Jack was, he was just an ambassador for sport fishing. And all the charity work that he did, and all the the stuff that he did for CCA, and anytime
Captain
there was
Rollins, huge.
Oh my gosh!
Anytime there was an issue, then you know, you could call on Jack, and he would get behind it 1,000%. And we're so grateful for his participation and all that. Just a great ambassador for our industry.
All that stuff continues. We're you know, we all three of us promote all that stuff, and we're going to continue my dad's legacy for all that stuff.
I know he loved Friends of Rollo and taking kids fishing.
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys are really going to do a lot for that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's one of the last things I saw on his desk at work was the Rollo check that he wrote and the things he was dealing with was on his desk.
Yeah. There's some good stories coming up about that, too, about how much he did for Rollo, too. I know what's coming for sure. Hey, Art, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. Hey, jump back in and talk to...
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one-size-fits-all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.